Like supper clubs, the waterways of our state play a large role in our culture. Joining us now to tell us more about the Fox River is Earl Rohde. He's the author of The Little River That Could, a children's book about the Fox River. Earl, welcome to Central Time.
Hi.
Well, Earl, why did you decide to write your first book at the age of 85?
Well, I guess I would have to say primarily because I grew up in the village of Partyville. My wife and I both did. We attended school here in Partyville, and it is our hometown, and we live back in Partyville now. Partyville happens to be the home of the first lake on the Fox River called Park Lake, and it's a gem, and sort of overlooked gem. And as a matter of fact, we are east of Portage, so this is the first lake on the Fox River, and there's also another gem just to the west of here toward Portage called Swan Lake, and that is one of the nicest lakes in southern Wisconsin. Is also, I guess I would have to refer to it as a unknown secret in southern Wisconsin, along with Park Lake. And the reason for that probably in that the fact that they're somewhat overlooked is because of the rivers after Swan Lake. Fox River only goes about 3 miles and goes to the city of Portage. And, of course, Portage absolutely reeks of Wisconsin history. There is a lot of history involved. In fact, I think I saw a guy on Main Street in Portage there the other day looking for an arrowhead.
Mm. Well, so would you say you were trying to draw attention to the Fox River and help it get its due?
Yes. Back to why I wrote the book. Because I was from Partyville here, and it's my hometown, I hunted and fished here as a youth, and I know the Fox River pretty well. And the Fox River, before it even formed its first lake here in Partyville, took a very erratic, unusual, blazed an unusual trail from the original springs, which start about 15 miles or so east yet of Partyville in the Friesland-Cambria area. And there a few springs came together, and the little Fox River was very happy and proud, wanted to be a big river someday. And it talked to Mother Nature, and Mother Nature asked it, well, where did you want to go? And, well, where am I going now? And the little fox said, Mother Nature said you're going north. And the little fox said, I love going north. I want to go north. Well, that would be very unusual because there is probably less than a handful of rivers in the United States that flow north. Almost all rivers flow south. But it was going north as a youth and went for a few miles north into Green Lake County, and then it bent west, and then it bent south again, and then it was getting kind of nervous because it didn't want to go south. It wasn't as happy. So when it got to Port Partyville coming south, it did make a 90-degree bend and was able to move west, heading right toward Portage, only being 9 miles away.
So this is an unusual trajectory for a river, isn't it?
It's quite unusual, yes, because almost all rivers in the nation flow south.
So how did the river's flowage affect the town of Portage?
Of Portage, did you say, or Partyville?
Right, of Portage and, I guess, of Partyville, yeah.
Well, of Partyville, because it did turn west, and it continued west for about 3 or 4 miles, five, and did form another probably nicest lake in southern Wisconsin, Swan Lake. So so it was happier, but it did want to continue to go north again if it could. Well, when it got to Portage, only another 3 or 4 miles from Swan Lake, it did a very unusual, bend in the Fox River when it was only 7,000 feet or just a shade more than 1 mile from the huge Wisconsin River, because it heard this rushing water coming from its south and heard that it was going to the Gulf of Mexico, it fought all it could to try to go north again. And when it was that 7,000 feet from the Wisconsin River, it did make a 90-degree bend, actually within the city limits of the city of Portage, and it never stopped going north then after that bend until it went to Green Bay, went through the waters, went through 4 of the 5 Great Lakes, over Niagara Falls, up into the Nova Scotia area, and emptied into the Atlantic Ocean. And if you come back to Portage, when it was only 7,000 feet away from the Wisconsin, it would have gone to the Gulf of Mexico. So that's, I guess, why I titled my book The Little River That Could, because I knew that the Fox, before it even got to Portage, had an unusual story.
Yeah, and you talk about it as though it has a personality. Obviously, you're talking about the river in the voice of your book, but do you see this as a river almost with a personality?
I do. I am, and if you could drive up to that 90-degree turn in the Fox within the village or city limits of Portage, and you could stand on the bank where it made that second 90-degree turn, I'm absolutely convinced that it really wanted to go north and didn't want to go to the Gulf of Mexico. It is quite amazing, I think.
And Earl, how is your book being received so far? You've worked with some schools. What do kids say?
It's doing quite well, I would say, pretty much locally, because I haven't got up off the couch enough to promote it like I should. But it is available on Amazon. And I'm happy with the way it's going, and I'm very delighted and happy and flattered when a grandfather once in a while will come up with his grandchildren and introduce me as the author, because I've never been called an author before.
Well, Earl, we leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for allowing me.
That was Earl Rohde, the author of the children's book, The Little River That Could. We've been talking about the significance and geography of the Fox River. Coming up, we'll take a look at the history and science behind the traditional Wisconsin Supper Club. We want you to tell us your favorite supper club on the Central Time Facebook page. That's coming up next after the news. I'm Veronica Rickert. Rob Ferret is out today. You're listening to Central Time.